As we are approaching Shabbos Parshas Zochar, the Shabbos which precedes Purim, where we read in the Torah, and this obligation is Midereise, it's an obligation from the Torah, to remember Amalek and what he did to us on the way as we left Mitzrayim. The Rebbe, several weeks after Yud Shvat, Tavshin Yud, the Rebbe said about the previous Rebbe the following. And of course, based on the Rebbe's own words, this very clearly and definitely applies also to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said that those who have known the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, for the 30 years of his nesiyas, of his leadership, know that Rebbe would not forsake us or abandon his chassidim to leave them all alone, particularly on Shabbos Parshas Zochar, when they have to battle with Amalek. The battle with Amalek is a very difficult one. Amalek, in a spiritual sense, is present more or less in every person. Amalek is begematria, its numerical value of Sophic. Sophic means doubt, questions, skepticism. And when a person has doubts in connection with his learning, with spiritual matters, this is Amalek confronting him. And the solution, the answer to that is you have to do battle with that. You have to throw that out. This battle with Amalek is a difficult one. And of course, one needs the help of the Rebbe to fight this battle. The Rebbe is surely looking after the whole world, especially Anash, just as before and even more. And just like it was taken for granted up until now that the Rebbe would lead us to Mashiach, this should be taken for granted also now. The Rebbe continued by saying that whatever happened is only for our eyes of flesh. This is referring to the Histalkus. And it is merely an nesoyin, it is a test. This is one of the tests of Chevle Mashiach. Chevle Mashiach means the birth pangs of Mashiach that have to take place before the coming of Mashiach. We have to overcome and withstand this nesoyin, this test, and thereby eliminating the concealment, and we will reveal the truth through strengthening our hiskashrus, our connection to the Rebbe, learning his Torah and fulfilling his directives, both those conveyed for the public as well as the personal ones given during yechidus, during the private audience of the chassid with the Rebbe. As we are already in the time of ikvese de Mashiach, we are already in the time of the footsteps of Mashiach, we will immediately merit to see the Rebbe with our eyes of flesh, and the Rebbe will lead us to the Geula. This is the general content of an excerpt of what the Rebbe spoke on Shabbos Parshas Zochar, Tavshin Yud, 1950. Now, the Rebbe refers here to fighting Amalek, and of course that is the central theme of Parshas Zochar. The pasuk says that the war with Amalek is from generation to generation. It is brought down in many places, that our sages explain, that what is the problem with Amalek, what is so terrible about Amalek is that Amalek is one who recognizes God, but nevertheless intentionally seeks to defy him. There are some that violate God's commands. Sometimes it's out of ignorance, sometimes it's out of lack of knowledge, sometimes it's out of stupidity. Not Amalek. Amalek knows his God, he knows all about it, yet intentionally wants to defy him. And the Torah commands us to remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you came out of Mitzrayim. And the Torah uses the words Asher Korcha Baderech, that Amalek met you and attacked you on the way. The word Korcha also means Krirus. Krirus in Hebrew means coldness, which means that Amalek wanted to make you cold. Amalek wanted to quell the enthusiasm and fervor of the Jewish people on their way to receive the Torah. The Jews, after leaving Mitzrayim, and they left Mitzrayim full of simple faith in God, total dependence on the words of God, and they were on their way to receive the Torah. And that is when Amalek attacked them. Amalek wanted to stop the Jews from their quest of receiving the Torah, from their enthusiasm, from their passion of receiving the Torah. When the Jewish people went out of Mitzrayim, they were endowed with emunah in God, with faith in God, as our sages tell us that by virtue of their faith in God were our forefathers redeemed from Egypt. The Jewish people had simple faith. Amalek, because of his arrogance and chutzpah, could not tolerate all the miracles that God had performed for the Jewish people and confronted them in order to cool off and mitigate the intensity of their simple faith. Since Amalek has no redeeming qualities, he must be totally erased from under the heaven. Within everyone there is an inner Amalek, which tries to do the same on a spiritual dimension. And we are commanded to eradicate this personal Amalek in every generation. When this is done with total Kabbalah Seil, Kabbalah Seil is that which counters the problems that Amalek brings on a person. Kabbalah Seil means the acceptance of heavenly authority, the obedience to the word of God. Then Emunah Pshuta, simple faith, will pervade our entire being, making everything we do consistent with our faith, and thereby, just like then, when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, with our simple faith, there might be questions, and there are questions, but questions come from Amalek. Skepticism, doubts come from Amalek. When we have simple faith, we can transcend, we can throw out those questions, and with our simple faith, we will be zeiche, we will merit the coming of Mashiach, take it from Yad Mamash, immediately. This has been a general description of one's difficulties with Amalek. It's interesting to note what the Rebbe explains in a Maimer, and this is also mentioned and explained in a Maimer of the previous Rebbe. Practically speaking, what is Amalek? One of the ideas, there are many levels of Amalek, but one of the ideas which is explained, which is worthy of sharing, an essential part of our Aveda in remembering Amalek is to realize his insidious and treacherous approach and how this can plague someone. It is explained in Maimonim that, for example, when a person experiences a miracle or a wonder from above, from God, whether this be in a health related matter or in his parnasa, in how he earns his livelihood, we many times see in our parnasa and in health matters miracles. And a miracle naturally brings with it an excitement, an enthusiasm, a will to praise and thank God and commit ourselves more to Torah and Mitzvahs. So when a person naturally becomes inspired by a miracle, it sometimes thoughts of Amalek can creep in from his inner Amalek with the following argument. Amalek will throw these arguments at a person that it's true, a supernatural thing, a miracle has happened. But Amalek, the inner Amalek, will ask a person, what's the big deal? For God, he argues, nothing is a miracle. God can do anything and everything. So what is it to become so excited about? This is an argument from Amalek. Now the problem with this argument is, and why is it such a insidious and treacherous approach, is because the basis for Amalek's argument is based on truth. The fact is true that God can do everything, and it's not difficult for God to make a miracle. The problem is that while the basis is true, but the conclusion which follows is a total distortion and perversion of the truth. Indeed, God can do everything, but for one not to be excited by a miracle is merely one of Amalek's schemes to pervert a false conclusion from the truth. The conclusion that Amalek draws is not true, because the person who has actually experienced a miracle has much to be excited about, because to him it is a wonderful supernatural occurrence. So what if to God it was not difficult to do? But the fact that God did something miraculous, something supernatural, to the person this is something which is incredible, and that is the basis for his excitement and for his enthusiasm and for his inspiration. When doubts overcome a person, it is the inner Amalek at work in an attempt to cool off the warmth and fervor in which a person reacts to a miracle. Although Amalek himself knows that this is something to be excited about, but nevertheless, he wants to intentionally defy God. The way to eliminate Amalek is by revealing the godliness and one's simple faith. Amalek opposes vitality and fervor in godliness, and we can erase Amalek by remembering to be cautious. Zochet, remember, to be cautious of this subtle attitude that can sneak up on a person. This is the command to remember. That is why it is so important to remember what Amalek has done, what Amalek does, and when a person remembers, he is careful, he is aware. That is why that today, when the major issue is having faith, emuna pshuta, there are many questions. These questions come from Amalek. And how do you get rid of them? First of all, the general attitude is that the question, skepticism, comes from Amalek and should be erased. When that is done, when the awareness is there that it comes from Amalek, our simple faith will shine through, it will overpower, and b'schus ha'emuna, in the merit of our faith, in the words of the Rebbe, we will merit to see the Hizgalus, the revelation of Melech HaMashiach, immediately. This shir is l'schus Shalom ben Freide on his birthday, Zion Adar, Fegerech Rachel, Basitahenya, the children, their grandchildren, the son-in-law and daughter-in-law, Sheyichyu, for the fulfillment of all the Rebbe's brachas in their entirety, for Eshnas Bracha V'Atzlocha, and all their needs.